I think that what we've learned in the past probably two decades is that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to have nowhere to go. So this, I think, will answer the question, you know, who to call, someone to respond, and somewhere to go.
Welcome to the DuPage Business Beat, a podcast about today's biggest business issues told from a Chicagoland perspective. Hello, Chicagoland. Welcome to the DuPage Business Beat. I'm Greg Bedloff, President and CEO of Choose DuPage, and your host for today's podcast. Today, we're talking about an issue that's both deeply personal and a challenge for society as a whole, mental health. Depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and other issues related to mental health are all on the rise. And while they affect individuals directly, they also affect entire communities. This is a crisis that impacts everyone. To help me explore how communities are responding, I'm joined today by two very special guests, DuPage County Board Chair Deborah Conroy and Lori Carnahan, Deputy Director of Behavioral Health at the DuPage County Health Department. Lori, Chair Conroy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and I want to spend the majority of today's podcast discussing the new DuPage County Crisis Recovery Center. But first, Lori, if someone is listening to this and is experiencing a mental health or substance abuse crisis, what services are available to them today and how can they get help right now?
Yeah, I think that's a really important piece because while we're here to talk about the Crisis Recovery Center, we do have so many services available right now. The best way to reach out to crisis is by calling 988 or by calling our county crisis hotline at 630-627-1700. That's a great entry point. We have crisis counselors answering calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they can really link that person to the next step based on what they need. Sometimes it's a phone call. Sometimes it's sending out mobile crisis response counselors to where they're at in crisis. Or sometimes it's offering for them to come in and be part of our crisis residential program, which is also on site in our Wheaton location.
And to amplify or expand on my first question, are you busier now than you've been before? Are you seeing what I said earlier that is really reaching kind of a crisis stage?
Yes, we've been seeing an increase in the need for crisis services over the last decade, really. Clearly, COVID amplified that, but really the stress and environment of our everyday lives has, you know, brought this up in lots of different environments and lots of different spaces. So it is absolutely a need that we need to be addressing.
And I know we're addressing it through the Crisis Recovery Center. So, Chair Conroy, let's start with the basics. What is the Crisis Recovery Center? What's its purpose? What kind of situations are we looking to address through the CRC?
Well, Greg, I think that what we've learned in the past probably two decades is that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to have nowhere to go. So this, I think, will answer the question, who to call, someone to respond, and somewhere to go. So the somewhere to call is 988, as Lori just stated. And then the respond is currently we have the mobile crisis response team at the county, which is doing fantastic work. Their work has been so important in the last many years, but we know the need is so much larger than what they can do. So in terms of somewhere to go, in August, we'll be cutting the ribbon on what we're calling our crisis recovery center, which is going to not only, it will have a mental health pod, it will have a detox pod for adults, as well as a children's hub, a youth hub, so to speak, those under 18 years of age, which is a piece that is just, you can't find it anywhere. And so that was one of the most important pieces of this. You know, we have too many folks going to the emergency room through the judicial system. Sadly, I spent 4 days with a 20-year-old, just phenomenal kid that literally was, he was in six different emergency rooms and he was arrested 5 times before he got the treatment that he needed. And that was just in a 4-day span. So those are the things that our crisis recovery center will prevent from happening.
And it doesn't take long to figure out that this is a passion of yours. And it predates your time here as the DuPage County Chair to your days down in Springfield. Mental health is the right thing to focus on, But you were focused on it in Springfield as well, if I'm not mistaken.
When you're a legislator in your third term, you get a committee. And I said at the time to the speaker, I would like a mental health and addiction committee, which did not exist at the time, because I felt from what I had been seeing between the opioid crisis and then the heroin epidemic and the crossover between mental health and addiction, it was at a crisis level many years ago, and no one was really talking about it. So I wanted the state to say, we're taking this seriously. And while there were very little resources at the time, I felt that the educating of legislators was vitally important, because when we had opportunities to get resources, we needed to make sure that people understood where and how we would do that. So I was very fortunate to work, you know, to be a legislator in DuPage County and to work with the health department, who had this vision and was able to get funds from the state at the time, which was all the way back in 2019. Mm-hmm. So this is a vision that so many passionate people who have been working in the trenches on mental health and addiction have seen. Now, at the state level, it would have been very hard for me to achieve that. But at the county level, in a partnership with the health department, this is going to be an amazing next step, next piece into making sure that people have the health care they need along their potential mental health or addiction journey.
And you mentioned the 20-year-old who, thank goodness, got the help that he or she so desperately needed. But it starts younger than 20-year-olds these days, isn't it, Lori? I mean, we think of mental health in the adult population, but what about the youth population and kids with the distractions and the phones and the media and everything that is just an onslaught in their world today? When do we look for these warning signs?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, we're seeing it younger and younger. Currently, they say 1 in 6 people ages 12 to 17 have a mental disorder. That's reported, but we know that all of our kids, all of our adolescents are struggling with so many different things, just trying to navigate, getting through school, home situations, all of those types of things. So really, we should be looking out for any warning signs that something might be going on, any change in behavior, you know, and now when this crisis recovery center opens, families will have someplace to take their loved ones, to be able to work through whatever it is that's going on, to really have that first step in meeting with a crisis counselor and determining what the needs are, you know, because maybe it is linking to some outpatient services, you know, getting set up with a doctor, or just, you know, getting involved in a social skills group. There's so many different things that can be accomplished, but we want to get it early so we can avoid things like having to go to an emergency room or having to call 911 because they're, you know, their things have escalated so much at home. So it gives us that opportunity to have that safe place to go.
And I've heard it said before that the emergency rooms and the local jails and the county jail has folks in there that are not receiving the attention that will help them best, either in the ER, no disrespect to our incredible network of hospitals and ERs across the county and the region, and our wonderful men and women in our police department. But it's not the right spot for them, is it?
They're not set up for that. They're not set up for that. And it's such a disservice. You know, typically somebody will go into an ER, and if they don't say they're going to harm themselves, they're going to be sent home and they're going to continue in that cycle. And I'll tell you, the thing that keeps me up at night are the ones that don't get the help that they need and they end up in the judicial system. And without the medication or the treatment that they need, they never get out. Because it gets worse.
It gets to be a
downward spiral. Absolutely. And so for like this 20-year-old boy I was telling you about, had it not been for our DuPage County team, for judges, state's attorney, undersheriff, that boy would have ended up in the system for the rest of his life.
Wow. That's a great success. It's a sad story, but
it's a success story, but it keeps us awake at night because, you know, Lori and I both share this vision that that should never happen.
Right.
And the CRC will prevent that from happening.
So let's talk about operationally from the CRC. It opens in August, as the chair just said. What happens when it opens? How do people find out about it? How do we market it? And what is, for lack of a better term, what's the process of when someone shows up at the CRC? Are they coming there by themselves? Are they being delivered by an ambulance or a police vehicle? What, take us through that whole process.
Yeah, and I think The really great thing about it is any of the above. You know, this facility is going to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are there. We're there for people to come in individually, for families to bring their family members in, for police to be able to drop off if they are involved in a 911 call that has something to do with mental health and substance use, to get them to that right place. Same with ambulances. So it really is an all-inclusive. You know, it's open to everyone, and it really is to try to get the word out there that this is the right place to go. You said it best that an emergency room or a jail is not the right place for people struggling with mental health and substance use issues. So this crisis recovery center has the right people in the right place at the right time, right? So everybody is available to stabilize, to really work through that crisis and link them to ongoing needs.
And speaking of linkage, I've heard you talk with Chair Conroy on several occasions, the existing hospital network. How have the hospitals, whether it's Good Sam or Northwest Memorial or CDH, as we used to refer to it, or Edward Elmhurst, how involved were they in setting up the CRC and helping you with what's needed in order to provide the services? And
The hospitals have had very positive responses to this, and we're in the process of having more engaged conversations and getting them to be much more involved in kind of the networking. That's going to be really important. But we see the CRC as a service that is going to save emergency rooms money. And so that's a buy-in that we want to have conversations with the hospitals about.
Is there some kind of advisory board, Lori, or is there folks that are helping you guys navigate some of these operational issues and the linkage between the hospital networks and the CRC?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our hospital systems have been at the table with us throughout this entire journey. So we have a regular hospital stakeholder work group that meets to talk about those clinical operations. How do we make those transfers very seamless? You know, this isn't really to take the place of an emergency room. If somebody's struggling with a medical issue, the emergency room is the right place for them. We're really looking to deter unnecessary visits to the emergency room for a mental health and substance use crisis. So this is very, very specific. So in all of my conversations, and we've had some great champions from that their clinical leadership, talk us through what do we need to be doing to make that transition easier for them, and what can they do to help assist us to be able to, you know, to be successful in this journey. But I also see the Crisis Recovery Center as a prevention strategy. So it really is prevention on getting away from having to use unnecessary resources and unnecessary means in the community. So in and of itself, it really is a prevention strategy.
Have we gotten past this, Chair Conroy? Have we gotten past the stigma associated with mental health?
We're not past it, but we've made a lot of progress. I think COVID, that was one of the rare gifts that we got from COVID, was I don't think there were too many people that were in isolation that did not understand tangibly the struggle with their own personal mental health, right? Between isolation, not being out and doing the normal things that they would do, having those interactions with family and friends was very trying for everyone's personal mental health. I think you also had young children that were very seriously affected by it because they missed their early education socialization. And so that was quite a challenge for a lot of kids. And I think one of the biggest things that the CRC will be able to do, as Lori was kind of talking about, is almost we'll be able to be proactive. Because I think anybody who's raised children or has children at some point in their lives has thought, is my child okay? I'm not sure. You don't know who to talk to, what to do. And so the CRC will give you those answers. You can call. We can give you the advice that you need. We can bring you in. You can be seen. You can, you know, a lot of times, especially with kids, it's going to potentially be a first-time diagnosis.
Sure.
And without those potential first-time diagnoses, oftentimes we see young children going into young adulthood, and oftentimes they're experimenting with, you know, they're in school, they're drinking, they're using, you know, whatever it is. And the problem is all of a sudden they feel better. Their anxiety is gone. And so that's a pipeline straight to addiction. And those are things we want to prevent from happening.
Yeah, I do agree. I think it is the first time that we've really seen that stigma go down in a way that, you know, it's not all about mental illness or what mental health disorder or substance use disorder you have. People are struggling, and that's really all it should be. Just like if you have a health condition, if you're not feeling well emotionally, if you're struggling with substances, that's a concern, and you can reach out with that. So I feel like COVID was the first time that people were like, huh, everybody is going through something like this.
It's okay to be not okay.
And it's okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So with the offloading from the emergency departments and the offloading from the local police stations and whatnot, and we know anybody who's ever spent any time in an emergency room for a non-mental health related issue, a medical issue that's non-mental health related, wait times, 4 hours, 6 hours. I recently had, not me, but somebody I love dearly, had an emergency room visit where they went to the emergency room and the situation resolved itself before they were seen and they left. What is, I won't hold you to it, but if you can crystal ball, just from a staffing perspective, are there going to be psych doctors on site? Are there going to be psychologists on site, counselors on site? Is there going to be an intake room? Is there going to be an emergency section versus a walk-in section?
Yeah. Again, I think all of the above. So really, when you walk into the Crisis Recovery Center, first, I think it was really designed with the client in mind in every aspect of this building, this really beautiful, open, warm space that people can feel safe coming in. They're going to be greeted by an engagement specialist. That's somebody with lived experience that's gone through something like this in the past, and then be brought back through what we're calling our triage. So that is a very short intake just to make sure that they're in the right spot. You know, if they're having a medical condition, that's really not the right spot for them. But most of the time, we're really hoping this is a no wrong door. So if you're coming in.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
That's a great.
Yeah.
I like that.
So we're really saying come in. And even if it turns out to be you need another door, we'll get you there. But it really takes the responsibility off that person that's struggling and allows us to help them do that. So after that triage, there's three different areas of the building. So that youth mental health pod, adult mental health pod, and then substance use pod, which can be for safe sobering and for a low level of withdrawal management. So in those areas, they're staffed 24 hours a day. Crisis counselors, again, engagement specialists, nurses, they'll have an ability to see a doctor if they need to, a psychiatrist or a psychiatric nurse practitioner. So it's a wide variety of staffing to really help get them through every step of their crisis.
I mean, my initial reaction is, wow, how did you get this done? How? I mean, this is got us. This sounds, what Lori just described, sounds like an incredibly enormous lift financially, operationally, politically.
It has been. But it you know, I always say it takes a village. You put the right people at the table and you can get it done. And that's the beauty of this. This is, you know, we've had federal support through Congress people. We've had state support. We've had, you know, money during COVID that the board was willing to commit $15 million to this. And the health department put in a large amount of money. None of those pieces, without them, would this have happened? You know, so we have no bonding. We are. This is all being paid for, but it's expertise too. It's putting those experts, whether it's law enforcement or whether it's hospital systems or, you know, providers outside of that, the health department. They're all at the table. Everyone's at the table. So whenever there's a question, we have somebody that can answer it. And if we don't, we find them.
So the Crisis Recovery Center is part of the DuPage County Health Department within our crisis services area. So, you know, I think as we talked about it taking a village and all of these community partners and things like that, we also had many, many crisis services in place and a really great staff that has this expertise. And so we've really been able to build it out and grow. So the programs are housed within the health department, clearly with a very strong partnership with DuPage County Board. But overall, and then we're monitored through like the Department of Mental Health, and we're a substance use treatment provider through the state. So there's lots of different structures with it.
If an overnight stay is required, overnight is a component of it?
So most of the services at the Crisis Recovery Center is up to 24 hours, except in our substance use area, because we know that might take a little bit longer. On site as well, we have a current crisis residential program, which we call Respite, and that is available for overnight stays for adults with mental health. But really, the hope is that, and what we've seen, we've had the opportunity to travel all over the country to really research these models. And what we found is most of these facilities, 8 to 9 hours is the length of stay. So much time, so much of a crisis is time related. So what we find is that people feel like they need to make a decision because they're sitting in an emergency room or they're on, you know, at home and there's a police officer standing there. So this facility gives that time and space for people to be able to just take a time, you know, take some time to debrief, to take a deep breath, to really kind of determine what are all of the issues that are happening. So that space and time, we don't anticipate that we will need a lot of 24-hour stays.
Yeah, and I think I'd be remiss if I didn't, acknowledge my board. And my board has been, you know, both sides of the aisle, unanimously supportive of this model, you know, has shares in the vision. And, you know, everybody you talk to, whether it's a board member or a community member, has a story when it comes to mental health or addiction. And oftentimes the current stories will say, we didn't know what to do and we didn't know where to go.
Yeah. And that was going to be my next question. I ask you, what kind of feat, you may have just answered it. 100% positive feedback on this?
100%.
Go, open it faster.
We've managed, I mean, we have opioid funds that, you know, I was able to work with the state's attorney and we can, bring those funds over to the CRC. So it takes an entire village to make it happen. But if you don't work together, it will never happen. So I think that's, yes. So the board has been very vital piece of this.
Yeah. And I think this model, there's not a model like this in the state.
Boy, you guys must have my question script, because my next question was...
That's 100% true.
State or the country?
The country. Everywhere that I have been in the conversations I've had, whether I was a legislator or in my current role, there is not a model that includes children.
Why not?
It's never been done, so it's a bigger challenge, and we're taking it on. We have the right experts within our health department system, and we have the right people who are willing to put the resources behind it with our board.
And I do think that crisis services nationwide have been so underfunded that it's difficult to really have these innovative facilities built, to really have all of that available for community members. And so it does take a village. You know, we would never be where we're at today without the county board, without the hospital systems, without law enforcement, without our own board of health, because you need everybody to be at the table for this. And I think it's important to add that the Crisis Recovery Center really does complete our full crisis continuum in DuPage County. So as mentioned, you know, that someone to call, so is 988 or our county crisis hotline. Someone to respond is available. If somebody can't come to us, we can come to them. So it's another option. You know, so if they cannot get there, or if we feel like, gosh, it might not be safe enough for you to come see us and you don't want the police involved, we can come to you. And then we have the ability for them to come to us with the somewhere to go. So I think that's the big piece. It really rounds out everything. And we're hoping that community members will know all three of those tools and to know that they're available. And then they can get help whenever they need it, however they need it.
I have to tell you, I was at the county board meeting last week or the week before when you announced the 911 texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, initially, okay, that's great. But then when it was further explained about how if someone's got an intruder in their home, how are you going to get to your phone to call 911? Right. If you're in an abuse situation, how are you going to get to your phone to call 911? So to hear that you guys will go to them to help, it's kind of the equivalent, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Helping people get the needs that get things addressed.
Yeah. And this is not new for our health department. Mobile crisis response is something that we've been doing for many, many years. And I think this in the last year, we did over 2,500 mobile crisis responses for both adults and youth.
Okay. Okay. So because this is the DuPage Business Beat, let's pivot a little and talk about the connection between economic development, jobs, business growth, a sound economy, a growing economy. Choose DuPage Markets, DuPage County every day, as I hope you both know, is a premier global business location. Talk a little bit about the connection between mental health and the economic well-being of DuPage County. How do you feel this is going to complement?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you say economic well-being, but if you're not well, our goal is that mental health is part of whole health. It should be part of your entire health. So if you're talking about the workplace or a business, if you aren't healthy, whether it's mental health or a physical issue, you're not going to give your best. And so that's what's the priority, is making sure that people understand, particularly in the workplace, that mental health is a part of whole health. So if your brain isn't working, if you're struggling, nothing's going to work well.
And the business won't work well.
The business won't work well.
Absolutely. When you look at absences because they're not feeling well, or they have a loved one at home that's really struggling. So, you know, when you ask that question, it's creating a healthy workforce and a healthy community that really drives people to do their best, both in their family life and in their work life.
I think embracing that it's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to have no one to call and nowhere to go.
Continuing with the business conversation, for one last question on the business community front, what do you need from the business community? What would you like to see the business community do as the CRC opens, as things evolve? How can Choose DuPage, and we have, as I hope you both again know, a really robust board of dedicated, civic-minded business leaders who want to be part of a solution?
I think number one, spread the word. Make sure that people are aware that we're going to be open in probably most likely August. But I'm going to be very honest. It takes a village. We're going to need some private partnership. We're going to need to raise some money to make sure that we never have to turn anybody away. And, you know, the long-term goal is that from the time you're a child, when you're dealing with anxiety, which is a very normal part of life, but you're not exactly sure how to deal with it, we can get those skills to those kids, whether they have insurance, don't have insurance. So we're going to need some help from the private sector and the business community to help with some of those costs. And, you know, the other thing that we don't have, and I shouldn't go here, but I'm going to go here because I have to.
That's why we do podcasts. It's well edited.
We do not treat our kids the way they need to be treated. So if you're on Medicaid and you're a child, you're going to get very little care for mental health. If you're an adult on Medicaid with mental health struggles, you will get it. So Basically what we're saying is that if our kids can't have private insurance, they don't deserve the same health care that everyone else does. So that's a big issue in itself, mm-hmm. I think, that needs to be addressed. And then when they get older in Medicaid, it's different, which is, you know, that's a systemic issue that we really need to start addressing and making sure that our kids are getting that. But it's important that there's a safe place. When our kids need residential care, there is nowhere for us to send them. We're more often than not sending them out of state. And that's been going on for
years. And the CRC is not going to be the residential care solution. That's your next challenge.
That's our
as
next
county
challenge.
Board chair.
That and potentially satellite locations, perhaps way south in the county. So, yeah, we're hoping this is a model that will grow.
So kind of wrapping up, what are you guys laying awake at night with respect to the CRC?
I think I'm very confident that we have the right people at the table. We've involved the right partners and we've created this beautiful building. I think what we really need to make sure is that every resident and everybody that works in DuPage is fully aware of the resources that are offered. So if nobody knows that this building exists, then we're not successful, right? So then it's not going to be utilized to its fullest. So we've really made a push through our Speakers Bureau, through any time that we can talk about the CRC across the board, making sure that people know. It really should be common knowledge that you can call 988, that you can call the hotline, that you will have this place to go. So you don't have to worry about all of the other things that are attached of, you know, when attached to struggling when you're having a crisis.
I think, you know, this has been a very long journey. We've faced many potential roadblocks and we found our ways around them. So we will continue to do that. I feel very confident about where we're at. I feel very confident about opening the Crisis Recovery Center in August and the people involved. And I truly believe that if there are roadblocks, we will find a way to get around them, because we're not going to say we can't. We're going to say, how do we make it work?
So if somebody from the business community or somebody, a citizen, wants to learn, are there volunteer opportunities? How does somebody learn more about how they can either get involved financially, time-wise, talent-wise? Where do I send them? Where do our listeners go?
You can send them directly to our website at dupagehealth.org. It will pop up immediately, the CRC, and it will link you to everything that you need to know. There's videos, there's design pictures, there's information, there's an attachment of how you can help support us financially. So all of that information is there in one place.
And I'm assuming if they really wanted to, they could show up at the DuPage County offices in Wheaton and say, Chair Conroy, I'm committed to this vision of yours and I want to get behind you on it.
Everyone is welcome.
Wonderful.
My door is always open.
Well, one thing you both said was having the right people at the table. And to me, it sounds like the right people are at the head of this table, because we've had a lot of podcasts here and passion shows through and drive and commitment for something really shows through. Your passion and your commitment to this is commendable. So thank you on behalf of the business community for including them and making sure that their voice is heard. Is there anything I didn't touch on that you wanted to just kind of add to the conversation? Or did we touch on everything that you think is critical? Because it's weird to say we really want to make a crisis recovery center a success, right? Because at the end of the day, what we'd like to do is have mental health not be the crisis that it is today.
Well, by making it a success, we continue to break down stigma. And that's incredibly important. But I would say to you, invite us back in a year, invite us back in 2 years. And I think Lori and I will be thrilled to give you an update.
Great.
Yeah, I think it really says that DuPage County is transforming the way that any resident can receive crisis care.
We're going to be the gold standard, and hopefully very happy to lead on this, but it's more about the people that join us that really will make the difference going forwards.
That's it for today's show. Thank you so much, Chair Conroy. Thank you, Lori, for joining me today. It was a real pleasure to discuss this with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as always, thank you to College of DuPage for supporting today's episode. To keep up with what's happening in DuPage County and the Chicagoland region, follow Choose DuPage on social media or visit choosedupage.com. I'm Greg Bedlove. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the DuPage Business Beat.